Retribution by Gwen Moffat. Read by Rowena Cooper. Chapter 1. The cloud ceiling was solid around 1,000 feet, but there was no question of her getting lost, not on the ascent anyway. And even where the path crossed the boggy uplands, it kept to the firmer ground and was marked by boots and the odd cairn. Not that you could spot the cairns at any distance in the mist. In fact, there wasn't much the solitary walker could see at all. There should be butterwort and sundew here, even orchids. But no flowers would show up today until you were about to trample them. Miss Metcalfe grimaced. If the cloud didn't lift, she was going to miss the orchids. Never mind, the walk was exercise, and she might detour and nip up Blaze Fell, test her navigation skills. She tramped on, peering close to make out the boot prints, hindered by her tinted glasses, but she'd see even less without them. On the other hand, she didn't have far to look. Less than 5 feet tall, with a face like a shriveled walnut under a baseball cap, wearing Austrian boots and carrying a neat rucksack, she would have occasioned more than a casual glance from anyone encountered in the cloud. A diminutive solo mountaineer moving with confidence, at least on the level. Had the chance met stranger known that she suffered from cataracts and incipient arthritis and was rising 80, he wouldn't have believed it. But Miss Metcalfe met no one and felt smug. She liked to have her mountains to herself. She crossed the high moor and started down the other side to emerge below the cloud and see the pale stretch of close water below. Not a bird moved. Even the sheep were silent. No sunshine showed anywhere. This was May in the Lake District. She snorted and dropped down the escarpment, not all that happily now because of the stiff knees. But her